Ohio School of the Air, conducted by the Department of Education of the State of Ohio. Broadcast from the studios of WLW Cincinnati in cooperation with NBC's Educational Department. Joseph Reese, to introduce the new series of the Ohio School of the Air, which we inaugurate today, we present Mr. Ben H. Darrow, director of the Ohio School of the Air, known to school children and their parents throughout the nation as Uncle Ben Darrow, the radio schoolmaster. Mr. Darrow.
The School of the Air's longtime friends, join me in welcoming the new listeners. It is a real pleasure to have this series made available to the entire nation through the cooperation of the Education Department of the National Broadcasting Company. First, because it affords the children in the school an added opportunity to feel history as presented in dramatic form. Second, because it is made possible through a radio workshop, a new and important aid to educational broadcasting. If we are to unlock the great storehouse of wisdom and make it available to all the boys and girls during these rapidly moving days, then we must bring education to them by all the newer, swifter, and more compelling methods. Radio carries the good things to millions of people who otherwise never would have them. Therefore, it is the duty of those of us who are in the business of educating young America to bring to the microphone a constantly increasing number of the most stimulative events and personalities. Master teachers, an understanding touch of history as it unfolds, and teaching that touches the heart as well as the mind. That is the divine accomplishment of Radio Dramalogues. We shall be happy indeed to hear from our new listeners, especially those who for the first time are hearing a broadcast of the Ohio School of the Air.
Men Who Made America. Stories of action, of achievement, of men and women who have contributed to the welfare of mankind. A series of radio dramas presented by the Crosley Players with the cooperation of the Radio Workshop of the State Department of Education and Ohio State University. Today, we tell the story of two battles. One a personal conflict, a struggle of burning hatreds and of conflicting loyalties. The other, one of the brightest chapters in American naval tradition, because it secured for all time the peaceful development of the great Northwest Territory and gave rise to a shout of triumph that rings down through history.
We have met the enemy, and they are ours.
Under all great events, run the swifter, deeper currents of the personalities which brought them to pass. The two conflicts which we recount had their beginnings in 1807 in Newport, Rhode Island, where the new American Navy has gathered. A ball is being given in honor of the officers.
Well, Captain Perry, how does it seem to be back on shore?
mighty good, Doctor. This last voyage is aboard.
Yeah, what's this? A sailor who doesn't like to sea?
Oh, it isn't that, Dr. Evans. Oliver likes action, excitement. Unless we run into a hurricane or overhaul a privateer.
Oh, now, that's putting it a little strong, Peter.
Well, Perry, I can understand your love of action. Your father was the most daring captain who ever sailed the seas. And a great man, your father.
I hate to spoil your evening, Oliver, but there goes Captain Elliot into the ballroom.
Oh, the devil. Is he here?
Yeah, what's the matter, boy?
Captain Elliot just came in. And he and Oliver, well, they don't get along.
What's the matter, son? Don't you like each other?
Oh, I like Jesse Elliot well enough. But he's a hot-headed, tactless sort of chap. We had a run-in this last voyage. He got nasty with the midshipman. When I stepped in, I...
Yeah, and things broke loose, huh?
To put it mildly.
I don't see him, Peter.
Over there by the door. See? Look who he's dancing with.
I say, she's beautiful. Who is she?
Name's Mason, I believe.
Yes, Elizabeth Mason. She's the daughter of one of the colonels over at the fort.
I'm going over to have a dance with her.
I'm afraid you won't, Ollie. She and Elliot are practically engaged.
Oliver, where are you going?
See you later.
No, you don't. Come back here.
I'll be back.
Listen, Oliver, if you go barging in on Elliot, I don't
worry.
marvelous to be with you again, Elizabeth.
It's nice to have you back, Captain Eddie.
It was Jessie when I went away. But I expect to have a new title soon. Shall I tell you a secret, dearest?
If you wish.
In a short time, I expect to be advanced to a commodore.
That will be very nice.
Then I shall hold you to your promise.
Oh, please.
Captain Elliot.
Well, Bosun, what is it?
The quartermaster has a message from the officer of the deck, sir. He's on the veranda, sir.
Will you excuse me, Elizabeth?
Oh, that's quite all right. Please don't hurry.
Then, if you will excuse me.
I beg your pardon.
Oh,
I wonder if I might be allowed to present myself. I'm Captain Perry of the Revenge.
How do you do, Captain Perry?
I saw you sitting here, and you looked so lonely and deserted.
The desertion's only momentary, Captain. Captain Elliot of the Scorpions, my escort. You know him?
I know him.
Captain Elliot is my fiancé.
Captain Elliot is a fine sailor.
That was hardly a pretty speech, Captain Perry.
Far luckier than he deserves. He is a fine sailor, though.
Isn't it a charming ball? And such a lovely night. The moon, the music.
I wonder why we haven't met before.
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid that...
Well, I got rid of...
Oh, you, Perry.
Captain Elliot.
Captain Perry was just leaving. He's been very kind during your absence.
I'm afraid I don't appreciate Captain Perry's kindness. Picking up at the first uniform that comes along.
Captain Perry's an officer and a gentleman.
He's a scum and I won't...
Oh,
I don't... Why, gentlemen, you... please. Please remember where you are. Remember your officers. Let us hope. Gentlemen.
Ollie, I told you not to come tonight.
I had to come, darling. I couldn't let the evening go by without seeing you.
But I'm expecting him any minute.
Let him come, then. We might as well have it out. I'm tired of going behind his back. For 3 months now, we've been doing it. He's got to find out sometime.
When he does, he'll kill you.
He hasn't the nerve. I love you, Elizabeth. But I won't steal my happiness the nights he's on duty.
I love you too, Ollie. But I must marry Jesse. It's been understood for a long time. He expects to be given command of a new fleet that's to be built somewhere. Then he'll be made a commodore. I promised him we'll be married then.
But you don't love him.
It's too late now. I've drifted on too long. You know how hot-tempered he is. If I were to break with him, can't you see, Ollie, it's for your sake that I...
Oh, my darling. And it's all very easy. Don't worry. I'll tell him. I'll have it out with him.
Just what will you have out with him?
Jesse, Ollie...
Come on. What'll you tell him?
I'll tell him this. That I love Elizabeth. And she loves me. And that we're going to be married.
You dirty, sneaky...
Ollie, Jesse, please, for my sake.
All right. All right. I've known it. Ever since that night at the ball. I know you love him. And that I'm no more to you than the private who cleans your father's boots.
Jesse.
I know the night you've met here in the garden. Now, go ahead. Take her. Make her your wife. But someday the tide will turn. You've made me walk the plank, Perry. But my day will come. Not today, or tomorrow, or next month. But sometime, Perry, sometime I'll get even.
In spite of the ominous threat, Oliver and Elizabeth were married. But the peaceful joy of their honeymoon was not to last for long. Great Britain and America were at sword's point. Official circles realized that war was inevitable. One day, as Perry and Elizabeth were lunching, a messenger in Navy...
Let me go.
Oh, no, ask him. From Washington. I'll give it to him. Oh, Oliver.
What is it, dearest?
The messenger from Washington.
What? Let me have...
What does it say?
It says, "Dear Captain Perry, may I ask you to call at my office in Washington at the earliest possible moment upon a matter of utmost importance. Signed, William D. Jones."
Jepson. Anything else?
Yes, sir. Captain Perry to see you, sir.
Oh, Perry. I'll see him, Jepson.
Yes, sir. The secretary will see you now, Captain Perry. Step this way, please.
Well, Captain Perry.
My respects, Mr. Secretary.
Sit down, Captain. You made a quick trip.
We had a good wind. Smooth sailing all the way.
Well, I hardly expected you this week. You're probably curious to know why I've called you down here, Perry. It concerns a very important matter.
Of course, I'm at your service, sir.
You probably know, Captain, that war with Great Britain seems inevitable.
I have been of that opinion, sir.
Good. Now, the British are sure to strike at northern Ohio with their fleet in Lake Erie. It's a vital point.
I understand, sir.
Captain Perry, your job is to smash their fleet. Can you do it?
There's nothing I should like better than to try, sir.
Fine. We have no ships on Lake Erie, you know. You will have to build a fleet the equal of Barclay's. A commission of Commodore goes with the command.
Commodore?
Yes, naturally, in so important a command. It's a big job, Perry, but you can handle it. You're young, but your record is excellent. It narrowed down to you and just one other. Captain Jesse Elliott.
Captain Elliott?
Yes, know him? He's an excellent sailor, but... Well, he lacks tact. The popularity to command. Your men like you, Perry. That's important. Now I think you'd best get out to Ohio. Remember, Perry, the success of this war depends in large measure upon you.
It doesn't seem possible, Ollie. 10 ships in 4 months and every one of them seaworthy.
You've had a big part in it, Peter.
4 months ago, when we came to Sandusky, I thought it would take a year. Nothing but growing trees for lumber and no shipwrights. Oh, but now look at those ships.
Yes, Peter. Our ships are all right. But we can't go to sea without men.
Have you written?
12 times.
And we have...
400 men. Half of them sick with the fever. The rest prairie lads. We've never seen anything larger than a canoe. Barclay has 700 trained sailors.
Yes, that's true.
Here we are at Sandusky. And Barclay's less than 100 miles away. Why, he could swoop down on us tomorrow. Demolish our fleet.
Look, Oliver. Here comes a messenger.
A messenger?
Oh, there, messenger.
Are you Commodore Perry?
I am.
Here's a letter for you, sir.
Let's have it.
Who's it from?
From Chauncey. He's sending 200 men. They're arriving Wednesday. Tomorrow.
Hooray!
Yes, but...
What? What's the matter?
These reinforcements are under the command of Captain...
Captain...
Jesse Elliott, reporting for duty.
Well, Jesse. Captain Elliott. I'm glad to see you. And with these reinforcements, you're looking fine. Let's see, it's been...
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
If you're looking for a quarrel, Captain, you'll not find it. You're under my command, to be sure, but I hold no grudges.
I'm reporting for duty, Commodore Perry. I expect no consideration.
Nonsense, Elliot. You are to be second in command of this squadron. Your vessel will be the Niagara, the best ship in the fleet.
Very generous, Commodore. Is that all, sir?
That... is all, Captain.
Commodore Perry, that's fatal.
Don't worry, Peter.
But he hates you. He'll do anything to get even.
I don't think so, Peter. Elliot hates me, to be sure. But he's an officer, and a good one. No, Peter, we have chosen the proper course.
And all's well, sir.
Very good. Relieve the watch.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hoist the watch on deck!
Sail ahoy, north-northwest, sir.
Where away?
Just a moment, sir, as soon as I get this glass.
What do you make out, quartermaster?
A frigate, sir. In the direction of the Detroit River. Heading this way. I think there are two others following, sir.
Very good. Pass the word.
Aye, aye. Pipe all hands on deck.
Aye, sir.
Notify the Commodore.
Three frigates north by northwest.
All hands on deck. All hands on
deck. The glass, quartermaster. What is it, Mr. Blake?
The British fleet? Undoubtedly. I make out five now.
The Commodore Perry been called?
At eight bells. The lookout sighted them. Here he comes now.
I just sent a messenger to call you, sir.
So, Barclay thought he'd catch us before we were ready, eh? Well, we're as ready as we're likely to be. All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, sir.
Order battle stations.
Aye, aye, sir. Down the battle stations, quartermaster. Aye,
sir. Signal Captain Elliot aboard the Niagara. Tell her to pass the word along.
Aye, aye, sir.
How far away would you make them?
About 12 miles, sir.
Any orders, sir?
Furl all canvas. Get in the way. Man the guns. Sail the ship for action. Signal Captain Elliot of the Niagara to order the other vessels into battle formation.
Wind quartering, sir.
Well, that's the best luck we've had. Full speed ahead. Signal the Niagara to come into formation. Prepare for action.
Less than 4 miles away.
Nothing to do but wait.
Peter, this is the most important day of our lives. Pray that we shall be successful.
I'm sure we shall, sir.
Sound quarters. I want a final word.
Aye, aye, sir.
Important task to do today. The most important, perhaps, in the lives of any of us. The very future of our nation may depend upon our beating the enemy. Men, here is the flag that we shall fly today. Its inscription bears the last words of Captain Lawrence, for whom this vessel is named. It says, "Don't give up the ship." Shall I hoist it? Hoist away, quartermaster.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hey, fire the first shot, men.
It's short. Shall I open fire, sir?
No, not yet.
That's not quite, sir. He's more than a mile away.
No, that's Barclay's plan, eh? We must engage him at closer quarters. Our guns are better for short-range firing. Full speed ahead.
Full speed ahead.
A direct hit, sir.
Signal the Niagara to come along into the line of battle and tell her to pass the command along.
Aye, aye, sir.
Signal the Niagara.
Here, our fleet behind us.
Well, when we cut the pieces and let the Niagara come along.
Any response, Millian, this time?
None, sir. He's lagging farther behind. The rest of the fleet is with him.
He isn't even relaying our signals, then. So this is his revenge.
That traitor.
He'll lose the battle for us. Increase fire, boys.
Increase the fire.
Don't be the corporal.
Don't worry about me.
aboard, Doctor. Take Lieutenant Yarnell as well.
It's hopeless, sir. Those three ships are ripping us to pieces.
Wide open, Niagara, and the rest come to help us.
Our sails are in shreds.
The ship is leaking badly, sir. The ship is bad.
Continue firing. Don't give up the ship.
Aren't we going to move up to help the Lawrence, Captain Elliot?
As you were, Mr. Kent. I'll give the orders aboard the Niagara. Commodore Perry is quite competent to look after himself.
Very well, sir.
You don't seem to be doing so well, Commodore. Your ship is a list. I'll wager there aren't 24 of your crew still alive. I told you I'd get even someday. I said I'd get back at you. And I am.
The Lawrence has ceased firing.
Good.
Rolling down the flag.
Well, Commodore, you're probably full of grape shot by now. Mr. Kent.
Yes, sir.
Order full sail ahead. We're moving into battle. Signal the rest of the fleet. I shall take command now that Perry is...
I don't understand.
You don't have to. Perry is undoubtedly dead. That leaves me in command of the squadron. Move into battle formation.
Move into battle formation.
Commodore Elliot, sir. I'm in command now.
There's a rowboat pulling alongside.
What's that? A rowboat?
Yes, sir. It looks like Commodore Perry, sir. It's hard to see through the smoke.
It is Perry. Alive. God.
He's coming along.
Well, Commodore, how goes the day?
How goes the day? Save yourself, sir. You, an officer. You traitor. Why didn't you bring up the rest of the fleet? You'll hang for this.
I've just ordered them up, sir.
Captain Elliot, you will place yourself under arrest. I'm making this my flagship. Run up the flag, quartermaster.
Aye, sir.
Signal the other ships into battle line. Full sail! Put the gig over the side. I'll receive Commodore Barclay aboard the Lawrence. See that the wounded are taken care of. Captain Elliot is under arrest, pending court-martial.
Aye, aye, sir.
And, OAS, messenger.
Aye, sir.
Here, son. Take this message to Elizabeth Perry, Newport, Rhode Island. The battle is won, and I am safe.
Is that all, sir?
And this to the Secretary of the Navy. We have met the enemy, and they are ours. Two ships. Two brigs, one schooner, and one sloop. Signed, Perry.
This has been the first of a new series of dramas prepared for the schools of the nation by the Ohio School of the Air in cooperation with the NBC Educational Department. And They Are Ours is an original radio script by Robert E. Lee and Meredith Page. It was prepared by the radio workshops of the State Department of Education and the Ohio State University under the direction of Meredith Page and presented by the Crosley Players, directed by Reichel Kent. Next week at the same hour over this station...
President Lincoln, may I present Mrs. Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Ooh, so this is the little lady who wrote the big book that brought on the war.
Harriet Beecher Stowe and Uncle Tom's Cabin.
This program originated in the studios of station WLW Cincinnati and came to you through the facilities of the National Broadcasting Company.